Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, grace and peace, everyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Shalom, family.
Shalom.
All
right. Grace and peace, Israel. Grace
Amen.
And peace. Grace and peace. Amen. Amen. Well, welcome to another episode of the Sounds of the Waters of Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. And tonight, we have the Fellowship of the Spirit Bible Study Class with our brother, Paul Mozalewski. And reading for him tonight is Jeremy. All right, now. Stepping up to the plate. Howdy.
Shalom. Shalom.
Well, tonight's precept is faith.
Ooh.
Faith.
Remind me.
Look at here.
Remind me of faith.
Let me tell you this. Speaking of that, Sister Rhea, how you doing this evening?
Okay.
Amen. Also here with me is Rhea Sheree Israel. She's running the boards. Forgive me for not introducing you back.
That's fine. It's better to be silent than be seen.
Well, tonight precept is faith. And the first thing jumping in my mind is, faith without works is
dead.
You better have you some faith. You better have you some works to go with that. I believe in Jesus.
Amen.
In other words, you're going to believe in vain. So look, everybody, without further ado, we're going to turn this over to our brother Paul and Jared, and we're going to let the Bible speak.
Amen.
Shalom, Israelites.
Shalom.
Praise be to God. Welcome, sisters and brothers, to the Sound of Living Waters radio show. I hope all are doing well tonight. Before we get into tonight's precept, let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, great God of Israel, we thank you for this opportunity to gather. And Father God, as always on Sunday night, we have just two requests. One, that you keep your ever-loving hedge about us. And two, that you open up our hearts, our eyes, and our ears, and give us what we desire, some understanding tonight, Father, so that we might get and stay pleasing in your sight. For these and all of your blessings, we thank you in the name of your beloved Son. To all who hear my voice and agree, in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Sisters and brothers, we're going to get right into this tonight. I don't want to go long with the teaching. I'd rather have more time for comments. So as usual, I'm going to try to do my best to stay to an hour. The title of today's precept or period of instruction or lesson or what we're going to dig into is just simply entitled faith. What we're going to do tonight, sisters and brothers, is we're going to let the Word of God show us what faith is. We're going to see what faith does, and we're going to see that faith is a probably the biggest part of our walk. And we know that there's a lot of different elements involved in our righteous walk, from praying always and different elements that we have to have to have our prayers heard and everything. We know there's a whole lot of things that encompass this daily walk. And the biggest of it is faith. And we're just going to let the book break it down and show us what faith is, okay? So we're going to go right into this. We're going to start this off in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. And I'm going to really do my best to just let the scripture speak and try not to be long-winded. Of course, sometimes for me that's a little difficult, but I'm going to do my best to rein myself in here and keep myself under subjection. 2 Timothy 4, Brother Jeremy, and if you'll start off this lesson, brother, start reading verse 6. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 6. Go ahead, brother.
For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith.
So Paul says he's fought a good fight. He's finished his course. He knows that he's getting ready to lose this physical life. And he says, I have kept the faith. So faith is something that we can keep. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearance.
So he fought the good fight. He finished his course. He kept the faith. And because he kept the faith, there's a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, has laid up for him. So faith is something that can be kept. Let's go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Ephesians 6. Brother, we're going to read one verse, verse 16. 6 and 16. Go ahead.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
And faith is a shield. Faith is a shield against the wicked one. Let's back it up a few chapters and go to Ephesians, the 2nd chapter. Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2. And brother, if you would pick it up at verse 8, please. 2 and 8.
For by grace are ye saved through faith.
By grace are you saved through faith. So we see faith can be kept. It's a shield, and we can be saved through faith. Go ahead, brother.
And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
And it's not of yourselves, but it's a gift. Grace is that gift, and we're seeing what faith is. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Verse 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
So there's no amount of works that we can do because we're saved by grace. Grace is just a free gift. Grace isn't even anything that's godly or anything like that. Grace, it's just a free gift. You go to work, and if you, most places, if you start at like 7 o'clock, they'll give you the 10 after, a quarter after the clock in. And that's a grace period in case you're running a little bit late, and they'll still start paying you from 7 o'clock. That 10 after or quarter after you get the clock in until and still get credit as starting at 7 is a grace period. Well, it's the same thing with the Lord. When we sin, something had to die. All things are purged by blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. I'm quoting scripture. I'm paraphrasing it. I don't believe I'm quoting it exactly, but something has to die when there's sin. When we sinned, we should have died, but that grace that God gave us was an opportunity to come to see the standards by which he has us to live by and then give us the choice of whether or not we want to take hold of it. And then that faith, that's that big important part of our walk that we're learning about now. Let's go to Luke, the 17th chapter. You finished that, right, brother?
No, I didn't do verse 10.
Okay, go ahead and finish verse 10.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
I thought I heard you read that once before. And those works were the very works that were ordained in the beginning of the world, obedience to his voice. Obedience to his voice. Let's go to Luke 17, chapter. Luke 17. Luke 17. And look what the apostles asked for here. Luke 17 and verse 5, brother. Go ahead.
Verse 5. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith.
So faith can be increased. Faith can be increased. They're the disciples who walked with Messiah, with Christ Jesus, for 3.5 years. They would have never asked for an increase in faith if it couldn't have been increased. Go ahead and continue.
And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to meat? And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink?
So now when the disciples asked him to increase their faith, he starts teaching them out of a parable. He's teaching them about faith. If you have faith like the grain of a mustard seed, you can move this sycamine tree. In other places, he's talking about moving whole mountains with the faith that starts like the grain of a mustard seed, because your faith is something that can grow. It can increase. And they asked him to increase it. So he's giving them a parable about a servant comes out of the field. You don't tell that servant, sit down, I'm going to serve you. That servant knows when he comes and you're ready to eat, he's your servant. He knows he's got certain things that he's got to do to make sure that you eat while you're sitting at the table and to serve you. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not.
So now someone that's got a butler or someone that has someone that waits on them on a regular basis. Maybe they got a lot of money. They go to a certain restaurant all the time. You don't always thank them. That's what they get paid to do. You sit down, they get paid to come in and to take care of you and to feed you and to wait on you. And if it's a servant at your house, they're expected to do those things. They're expected to wait on you and everything. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Verse 10. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded of you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do.
But now the Lord is telling them straight up, the first thing about your faith is that's something that's required of you. That's something that you have to have. That's something, having faith and walking in your faith is something that you were created to do. There's no debate about whether or not you're supposed to walk in your faith or whether you're supposed to have faith. You are supposed to have it just like a servant that serves you at dinner. You don't thank him. It's expected of him to do that. And the Lord is using this parable saying that your faith, it's expected of you to keep this faith. Let's continue. Let's go to Exodus, the 19th chapter. Exodus, the 19th chapter. Faith is something that can be kept. It's a shield. We're saved through faith, and faith is something that it's expected of us to have. When you say, I'm a servant of the Most High God, there should be no question that you have faith and that you walk according to it. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Exodus 19, and brother, let's pick it up in verse 5, 19 and 5. Go ahead.
Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
If you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant. We're going to deal a little bit with some scriptures on the covenant. You shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all the earth, because all power has been given to our Messiah, and this is him that we're dealing with here. Go ahead, brother.
And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
And if you took hold of that covenant and you're keeping his commandments, then you're going to be a peculiar treasure above all the earth, and you shall be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation if you take hold of those commandments and keep that covenant. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 7. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord hath spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord.
So as soon as the Lord brought the nation of Israel out of Egypt, he made a covenant with them. In other words, he gave them standards on how they should walk, how they should conduct themselves. And all the people answered together, even the strangers that came out of Egypt with them, made this covenant with the Lord. And the Lord called that entire group of people the nation of Israel. Let's continue. Of course, we know that he's speaking to physical Israel, but he's also speaking to the spiritual Israel that's sojourning with them. Of course, they're not spiritual Israel until the Lord makes the covenant and Moses sprinkles the blood on the people and on the book, and he makes the covenant with them. But they are getting the instructions, or about to get the instructions, on how to serve God and keep his commandments, and the Lord called it the covenant. Let's go to Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. In Deuteronomy 4, and brother, let's pick this up in verse 12. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 12. Go ahead.
And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude. Only ye heard a voice.
So the Moses is recanting to the nation of Israel about when the Lord made the covenant with them. But they didn't see anything. All they did was heard a booming voice. And this voice gave them commandments. And they even told Moses, man, we're afraid. Don't even let the Lord speak with us. Let him speak with you from now on, lest he kill us. But everything that the Lord's going to tell you, we will do. Go ahead and continue, brother.
And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone.
And we know that the covenant starts with the 10 commandments. Go ahead, brother.
And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it.
And the Lord commanded Moses to teach the people these statutes and judgments, these commandments that started with the 10. Let's go to Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Matthew 22. And brother, we're going to pick this up at verse 34. Matthew 22 and verse 34. When you get there, go ahead and read.
But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law?
So now this lawyer just means he's somewhat well-versed in the laws of God. He's like Gamaliel, who Paul sat under. He was a master in the law. That's what this lawyer is. This isn't what we call a lawyer today. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 37. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love thy neighbor, or thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment.
Go ahead.
And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Let's go to Romans, the 13th chapter. That's Jesus telling us. That's a prophet like unto Moses that we're required to hear. Let's go to Romans, the 13th chapter. Let Paul tell you exactly what Jesus was breaking down with those two great commandments. Romans 13. Brother, when you get there, pick it up at verse 8, 13 and 8. Go ahead.
But Elymas,
Romans 13 and verse 8.
Oh, I'm in the past.
That's okay. It happens to the best of us. 13 and 8, brother. Go ahead.
Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. This is exactly what Jesus was talking about. Go ahead, brother, one more verse.
Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Of course, I quote a lot of scriptures because I can't read a whole bunch of scriptures or a whole bunch more than what we're already having a lesson in an hour. Okay? Love is the fulfilling of the law. It's the fulfilling of the law. Love covers what? A multitude of sins. Those that don't know the law but keep the law are a law unto themselves. What law are they keeping? The law of love your neighbor as yourself. Because they don't have any understanding about Christmas trees and Easter eggs. But they understand love. And at the appointed time when the judgment day comes, the Lord says he'll be merciful to whom he'll have mercy. And how else can someone that doesn't know the law be a law unto themselves? Unless it's with the way they conduct themselves with others. Let's go to Mark the 12th chapter. Mark the 12th chapter. Mark 12. Mark 12. And brother, we're going to pick this up at verse 29. 12 and 29. Go ahead.
And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
Uh-huh.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely, this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these."
So here's another recounting of Jesus talking about those two great commandments. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 32. And the scribe said unto him, "Well, Master, thou hast said the truth. For there is one God, and there is none other but he."
So he's going to tell the master, he's going to tell Jesus that he understands what Jesus was talking about. Go ahead, brother.
"And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices."
And that was the whole point, that the animal sacrifices under the old covenant, they weren't meant to do anything but to more or less slow sin down until our Messiah can come and be that sin sacrifice for the world. Go ahead, brother.
"And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God."
Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. Jesus is telling him as he's recounting and telling Jesus, yes, Jesus, what you said is absolutely true. Jesus is telling him, you're not far from the kingdom of God. Go ahead, brother.
"And no man after that durst ask him any questions."
Absolutely. No man ever asked Jesus any questions after they tried to trip him up and he knew their heart. How do you trip up the author of the book? It's impossible. Let's go look at God's definition of faith. We're going to go to two places. First, let's start this off in Hebrews 11. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. This is the Lord's definition of faith. Okay? Hebrews 11. And, brother, we're going to pick this up at verse 1. Hebrews 11 and 1. Go ahead.
11 and 1?
Yes, sir.
"Now faith is the substance of all things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen."
So it's the substance of things that are hoped for, but you don't see them. The evidence of things not seen. In other words, you don't see it. You don't have any evidence, but you're hoping for it. Go ahead.
Verse 2. "For by the elders obtained a good report, and for by it the elders obtained a good report."
So you can obtain a good report by faith. Faith can be kept. It's a shield. You're saved by faith through, or by grace through faith. And you can obtain a good report through faith. Go ahead, brother.
"Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear."
So faith is something that it's a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can obtain a good report through it. Skip down to verse 6 and continue, brother.
"But without faith, it is impossible to please him."
And it's impossible to please God without faith. Go ahead.
"For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him."
Because when you come to God, you must what? You must believe that he is, and he'll reward you if you diligently seek him. So what is faith? Belief. Faith is belief, and we'll make this more plain as we go along. Let's go to Galatians, the 3rd chapter. Another definition, God's definition of faith. Galatians 3. Galatians 3. Galatians, the third chapter. And brother, we're going to pick this up at verse 6. 3 and 6. Go ahead.
Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
So Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Go ahead.
Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham.
So if you have faith, you're the same. You're the children of Abraham. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And even as Abraham believed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. So faith is belief. Go ahead and continue, brother.
And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed.
Uh-huh.
So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham.
So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham, because the Lord told Abraham, walk before me and be thou perfect. And if you do this, I'm going to make a covenant with you. And we know that Abraham did that because the token of the covenant was a circumcision, and he circumcised his whole household. Let's continue. Skip down to verse 11, brother, and continue.
But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith.
And no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, whether it's the animal sacrifice law or whether it's the royal or moral law or the Ten Commandments. You're not justified in the sight of God by that. You can't be, because you were a sinner, and when you sinned, you should have died. Because you're under grace. You're under grace right up to the point where you have faith in Messiah, Christ Jesus, and you put it into practice. Now you've got a shot at the tree of life. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Go ahead and continue, brother.
And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them.
And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them, because the law is not faith, because what is faith? It's belief. Faith is belief. So the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth the law shall live in them. Go ahead.
Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree.
And I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but that's all right. We'll go ahead and we'll explain that verse. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Because what was the curse of the law? When you sin, you shall die. And he was made a curse for us, as it is written, curses everyone and hangeth on the tree. All the sins of the world were placed on him, and he was crucified or hung on a tree. What do you think the cross was made out of? Let's continue. Let's go to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Hebrews 10, and one verse, brother, verse 38. Let's look at faith, and let's look at Abraham, because those that have faith are the same, they're counted of the household of faithful Abraham, right? Hebrews 10, one verse, 38, brother, go ahead. 10 and 38.
Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
Now the just shall live by faith, because what's your faith? What is faith? It's belief. So the just shall live by their faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. In other words, he won't take any pleasure in him. He won't have any feelings for him whatsoever, soul being just the body. Let's go to Romans, the first chapter. Romans, the first chapter. Romans 1, we're going to read one verse here. Romans 1, and brother, read verse 17, 1 and 17. Go ahead.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith.
From faith to faith, or belief to belief, go ahead.
As it is written, the just shall live by faith.
As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Or what is faith? Belief shall live by belief. And where's our faith or our belief supposed to be in? Christ Jesus. He's that prophet like unto Moses. Let's continue. Let's go see where it's written. Let's go to Habakkuk, the second chapter. Habakkuk, however you want to pronounce that, the second chapter. I can tell you right words before and right what book is after, but you know what? That just confuses me, so it probably just confuse you. You're going to have to find it. Habakkuk 2, and we're going to read one verse. This is where it's written, verse 4, 2 and 4, brother. Go ahead.
Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith.
But the just shall live by his faith. Paul was saying, the just shall live by faith, the just shall live by faith. As it is written, the just shall live by his faith. You can't just live by faith. You got to live by your own faith, by your own persuasion. We talked a little bit about that last week in the observing of the Sabbath. We can see what's written. We can see that it's not all completely absolute. You got to put it together, and you got to live according to your faith, not what the teacher says, not what the pastor says. Unless you're married, then you're going to have to live according to the understanding of the husband. But hopefully you're coming together to iron all that out. You don't have one of these dictators that isn't listening to his wife. But let's go ahead and continue. Let's go back to Galatians, the third chapter, and let's deal a little bit with Abraham. Galatians 3. We're dealing with faith. Let's go deal with Abraham now. Galatians 3, because we see that the just shall walk according to his faith or belief. Galatians 3 and verse 13, brother, go ahead.
Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
And we just talked about that. Go ahead.
That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith, through belief, through our faith or our belief. Skip down to 24 and continue, brother.
Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ.
And we're not going
to
get all crazy and start breaking down animal sacrifices and all this. The law was our schoolmaster. It brought us to our faith. Go ahead, brother.
That we might be justified by faith.
That we might be justified by our faith. It brought us to Christ that we might be justified by our belief. Go ahead.
But after that faith has come, we are no longer under schoolmaster.
But after that, our Messiah, Christ Jesus, has come, we're no longer under that schoolmaster. Is it animal sacrifice law? Is it the moral law? We know the moral law's got to be kept, but if you're keeping it, are you under it? We're not going to debate that law. We're going to keep reading. Go ahead.
For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus.
And you are all the children of the Heavenly Father by our belief in Christ Jesus. Go ahead.
For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
And we know when you go in the water, the old man dies just like our Messiah died. And when you come up, you're coming up alive like our Messiah lives. And you're walking a new man according to those commandments, that covenant. Go ahead, brother.
There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus.
And we are all one in Christ Jesus because we're the only Israel that matters. Spiritual Israel comprised of all nations. Go ahead, brother.
But if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
And if you be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The promise that was given to Abraham, walk before me and be thou perfect. And when I say that the only Israel that matters is spiritual Israel, I mean that 100%, sisters and brothers, and that is comprised of all nations. But that does not take away from the promises that are yet to be fulfilled to physical Israel. But we're not dealing with that right now. Let's go to Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. Deuteronomy 30. Deuteronomy 30. And brother, let's pick it up at verse 11. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 11. We've got faith. We've got the faith of Abraham. We know that involves works. So we've got a covenant. We've got us a covenant. Let's pick this up in Deuteronomy 30 and verse 11. Go ahead, brother.
For this commandment which I commanded ye this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off.
Now, Moses got all the covenant from the Lord, and he is breaking it down with Israel, and it starts with the ten, and we know that the roads branch off from there into a lot of different commandments, statutes, and judgments and laws. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Verse 12. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it.
Go ahead.
Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it?
No, who jumping involved whatsoever to get this word? Go ahead, brother.
But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil.
He set before us this day life and good and death and evil. If this is set before you any time that the Lord calls you and starts opening your eyes, this commandments, statutes, judgments, and laws, this choice is set down in front of you. Go ahead, brother.
In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou go to possess it. But if thine heart turn away...
There's always that but with the Lord. He makes it sound so good, man. He's given us this commandment and these statutes and judgments and all these promises, and I'm going to love you, you're going to be my people. But, go ahead, brother.
But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away, and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whither thou go to passest over Jordan to go to possess it.
That's one of them pickle piper pick the peck of pickled peppers scriptures right there. What the Lord is doing here, he's giving us a choice. Go ahead, brother. Then he's got these two great witnesses that he's calling when we make this choice. Go ahead, brother.
I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live.
He's telling us to make a choice. He's telling us to make a choice, and he's telling us what choice to make that's pleasing in his sight. Choose life. Choose those commandments. Go ahead, brother.
That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them.
So the way into the land is the keeping of those commandments, the keeping of that covenant, the keeping of those statutes and judgments and laws. Let's go to Matthew, the fifth chapter. Matthew 5. And, brother, we're going to read just a couple of verses. Start this off in verse 17. 5 and 17. The Lord had it written in Moses, had Moses write it, and now the Lord is having one of his disciples write it. And what did the Lord say when he was praying to the Father? He was praying for us. He said, I'm praying also for those that believe on me through the disciples' word. So he didn't just have it written by the law of Moses, because he did make a statement at one time. He said, how are you going to believe, if you don't believe Moses' writing, how are you going to believe my words? So we just saw where Moses had it written, and now let's see where Matthew had it written. Because the Lord prayed for us that if we believe through their word of the disciples or the apostles, he was praying for us too. Matthew 5, brother, pick it up at 17. Go ahead.
Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy it, but to fulfill.
He didn't come to destroy anything, but to fulfill the law. But look what he's going to say. Go ahead, brother.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled.
Yeah, in other words, you can't even change one inkling of the writing. Go ahead, brother.
Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
Peter said there's those that when they're dealing with like Paul's writings, that his writings are hard to be understood, and people that are unstable in the scripture can rush them to their own destruction. You can't rush or twist what Matthew just wrote here. That's absolute concrete. It doesn't even need an explanation. Let's go to Joshua, the 24th chapter. Joshua, the 24th chapter. This will be our final witness on this. Joshua 24. And, brother, we're going to read one verse. 24 and verse 15. Joshua 24 and verse 15. When you get there, go ahead and read that, Joshua
24.
Yes, sir. And verse 15.
And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve.
Choose you this day whom ye will serve. And the Lord tells you all over the book to think well before you take hold of this covenant. Go ahead, brother.
Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
So it's a choice. It's a choice, and Joshua made a wise choice. But it's for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's a choice. We have a choice to make. You've got the heavens and the earth are witnesses, and we've got a choice to make whether or not we're going to live according to our faith like faithful Abraham did. We've got a choice. Let's go back to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Let's go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Let's look at what faith must have. Because faith has to have something. Faith is belief. It's got to have something. We're walking in it, so faith has to give us something. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And I've got written down here verses 7 through 40. But like I told Sister Ravia before the lesson, we're not going to read all this. I'm going to bounce around a little bit here. Okay? And I'm going to go ahead and read verse 6 again. 11 and 6. Go ahead, brother.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
So without faith, it's impossible to please God, because if you come to God, first you got to believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. And he tells you, if you diligently seek him, what that reward is going to be. Now let's deal a little bit with faith. Read verse 7, brother. Go ahead.
By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
So we see by faith, Noah. Go ahead, brother.
By faith, Abraham.
By faith, Abraham. Go ahead.
When he was calling to go out into a place which he should receive, which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went.
Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should receive for an inheritance, he did what? He obeyed. By faith. What's faith? Belief. What else is it? If it's belief, it turns into obedience. Verse 11, brother, go ahead.
Through faith also, Sarah herself.
Through faith. Now we're talking about Abraham's wife, Sarah. Go ahead.
Through faith also, Sarah received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised.
Skip down to verse 17 and continue.
By faith Abraham, when he was tired, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son.
So by faith Abraham, when he was tried, how was he tried? The Lord told him to sacrifice his only begotten son, who he said the covenant would be continued through. So Abraham's like, wait a minute, you're going to make the covenant through him, but you want me to kill him? Well, you must be able to raise him from the dead. And he took him, and he went to offer him up. By his faith, or his belief, he became what? He became obedient. Skip down to 20 and continue.
By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come.
And it's going to talk about Jacob and Joseph and everything. Skip down to, skip down to verse 27, talking about Moses. Go ahead.
By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
And what did he do through faith? Continue.
Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them.
And what did he do by faith? Go ahead.
By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. Which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned.
And now if you got the opportunity, sisters and brothers, read this entire chapter. This is like known as the faith chapter. Everyone in this chapter, by faith or through faith, which had to have works, We're pleasing in God's eyes. Let's make this plain. Let's go to James, the second chapter. James, the second chapter. James 2. And brother, read verse 8. Now we're going to skip a little bit. 2 and 8. Go ahead.
If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Ye do well.
We heard Jesus talk about that. He said those were the two greatest commandments. Paul broke that down. And James is saying if you fulfill the royal law according to the what? To the scripture. Because everything, scripture's got final say on everything. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You do well. Why is it called the royal law? Because it's given by a king. It's given by our Messiah. Skip down to 14 and continue, brother.
What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him?
Can faith save a man if he says I got faith but he's got no works? Go ahead, brother.
If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit?
So if say you got someone comes up, they're cold and they're hungry, and you just tell them, yeah, be warm, be full, see you later, have a great day, and you just shut the door on them, what does it profit? They're still hungry, they're still cold. Verse 17, brother.
Even so, faith. If it hath not works, is dead being alone.
And faith, if it has not works, it's dead being alone. Now, there's people that have kicked on that, and if you hear this lesson and you want to continue to kick on that, it's between you and God now because this is the Lord that's laying out what faith is all about. Skip to 19 and continue, brother.
Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. And devils also believe and tremble.
See, if you believe that there is one God, you do well. But the problem is that the devils also believe and tremble. And they know where they're going. They've already got the premonition of their reward. It's pretty much etched in stone, lake of fire, no chance at the tree of life. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 20.
Yes, sir.
But wilt thou know, O vain man? That faith without works is dead.
But will thou know, O vain man, that your faith without works is dead? Go ahead.
Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar?
By the mouth of two or three witnesses is a matter of fact established. Didn't we read that in Hebrews, which I believe was Paul's writing? Go ahead, brother.
Verse 22. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works? And by works was faith made perfect.
So now we got James, another witness. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was his faith made perfect? Talking about Abraham. Lord told him to do something. He didn't say, yeah, Lord, I believe you, okay. And then go turn around and go lay down and take a nap. He said, yes, Lord, I have my faith. I have my belief in what you're saying. And then he went and did what the Lord said do. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 23, and the scripture was fulfilled, which faith saith Abraham, or which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
But if he was not obedient, the scriptures would not be fulfilled that said Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. It would have said Abraham heard God and was disobedient, but he wasn't. He was obedient through his faith. Because he's living or walking according to his faith or living in his faith. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 24. Ye see then how that by works the man is justified and not by faith.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way.
This is why I told you need to go and read Hebrews the 11th chapter on your own because there's so much in there. We just can't read it all in an hour. Go ahead, brother.
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
Because in the Hebrews 11, it also talks about Rahab the harlot. And then James concludes this chapter with, for as the body without the spirit or the breath of life is dead, so faith without works is just as dead. And the body that has no part in anything anymore, all you're doing is waiting for judgment. Let's go to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. Excuse me, 1 Peter 5, And we're going to let the Lord show us again a definition of faith. 1 Peter 5 and verse 5, brother, go ahead.
Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yet all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble.
Uh-huh.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
Uh-huh.
Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
Go ahead, brother.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
So we're getting instructions here from Peter on how we're supposed to conduct ourselves. We're supposed to be vigilant and sober. We're supposed to pay attention to what's happening around us and what we're about to do and what we're doing. Watching our conversation, watching our emotions. We start getting filled with wrath, sometimes for no reason with this wicked human heart. You've got to be able to recognize it and put yourself under subjection. You start getting crazy with a sister or brother, you got to stop and take that step back and figure out what it is that's going on before you just act and start speaking. Peter's giving us instructions, sisters and brothers. And then what does he tell us? Go ahead.
Verse 9. Whom resist steadfast in the faith.
Talking about Satan. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. In your belief. Because your faith is your walk. Go ahead, brother.
Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
Uh-huh.
But the God of all grace, who hath called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, making you perfect, established, strengthened, settled.
This is talking about resisting temptation, sisters and brothers. And that's a work that must be done when you are walking according to your faith. And your faith involves those works that were created at the foundation of the world, the obedience to God's voice. Let's go to Matthew, the 7th chapter. Matthew, the 7th chapter. Faith is obedience, and this is why we have to have that obedience to our faith, sisters and brothers. Matthew 7. And brother, pick it up at verse 15. Matthew 7 and verse 15. Go ahead.
Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves.
So he's telling us, Jesus is telling us, beware of those false prophets. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 16. Ye shall know them by their fruit.
And you'll be able to tell who they are by the way they conduct themselves, by their fruits or their works. Go ahead.
Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit.
Uh-huh.
Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire.
Yes, sir.
Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know
them. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Remember I said a couple scriptures back, faith must have fruit? Faith must have fruit. Whether it's fruits to righteousness, or fruits to eternal damnation. You have to walk according to your beliefs, and you're going to do it, even if you don't want to do it. Because you got to believe in something, and what's in your heart is what you believe, and that's the way you're going to conduct yourself. So you're going to walk according to your belief or your faith one way or the other. But what is our whole duty? Why did God create us? Let's go to Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter.
Almost.
Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. Ecclesiastes 12. And brother, pick it up at verse 12. 12 and 12. Go ahead.
And further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books there is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh.
Go ahead, brother.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Uh-huh.
Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. Yeah, we're supposed to study to show ourselves approved. But when you start branching off into all these different areas and all these lost books and all this other stuff, and you start digging into all these other foolish doctrines and everything, man, what study is a weariness to the flesh? Because here's the conclusion of the whole matter. And I'm not saying don't go off in whatever direction the Lord leads you. By all means, go off in that direction. But all that studies of weariness to the flesh, because this is the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. It's that simple. That's the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. Obedience to His voice. For this is the whole duty of man. Why, brother? 14.
For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
Because God's bringing every work into judgment. Every bit of your walk in your faith, you're going to be judged by. Let's go to 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. 2 Corinthians 11. 2 Corinthians 11. And, brother, one verse, verse 15. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 15. Go ahead.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers be also transformed as the ministers of righteousness.
Now, this is talking about the ministers of Satan, those that are bringing false doctrine and lies from the podium. Go ahead.
Whose end shall be according to their work?
Whose end shall be according to their works? But I got news for us, sisters and brothers. All our end is going to be according to our works. Let's go to Revelation, the second chapter, and we've got one more place after this. Revelation 2. And, brother, one verse, verse 23, 2 and 23. Go ahead.
Verse 23.
Yes, sir.
And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts.
And this is Messiah. I am he which searches the reins and the hearts. Go ahead.
And I will give unto you every one of you according to your work.
And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. Or he could say, according to your faith. Or according to your belief, or according to your obedience. Last place. This is why faith is so important. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Matthew 24. Matthew 24. And brother, pick it up in verse 10, please. 24 and 10. Go ahead.
And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many.
Now, this is talking about the final end of days. Yes, we know we're at the end of times now, but this is talking about when it's all coming to a head. Go ahead, brother. Verse 12.
Yes. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
Uh-huh.
But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Go ahead, one more verse, brother.
Verse 14.
This is prophecy. Just to let you know, I'm not just always teaching about just the daily walk. I decided I was going to throw a little prophecy in there for you this week. Because I understand all the horns are different in Revelation and Daniel, and I understand the statue, and I understand 2,300 days and the 70 weeks of Daniel. But sisters and brothers, I don't want to be the smartest man in the lake of fire either. So that daily walk is what we have to really understand, that daily walk and putting it into practice. All the rest falls into place. I'm not saying it's not something we need to look at, because we need to look at everything in this book. But the most important thing is the way you conduct yourself. But here's a little prophecy for you. Verse 14, brother, go ahead.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
And in the end of time, sisters and brothers, that particular part of the end of times, we have yet to have fulfilled. So, sisters and brothers, that is my rendition, if you will, of faith according to the scriptures. And it was an honor and a privilege to rightly divide God's word tonight with you. And I pray that somebody got something from these scriptures.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. You know, I'm glad you said that, brother. You know, a lot of us get caught up on them big lessons. You know, like the abomination maker desolate and Armageddon and, you know, things like that. And those are not things that'll get you into the kingdom. what's going to get you in the kingdom is how you love one another. And love is fulfilling a law. If you believe in God, you'll keep the law. That's your faith. You know, I'm just going to take that Romans chapter 3 and 31. It goes something like, do we make void through law? Do we make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. So our faith don't cancel out the law. Our faith, like you read in James, the second chapter, he said, I show you my faith by my works. You can say you believe there's one God. You do well. But I show you my faith by my words. I ain't got to tell you I believe in God. Are you supposed to look at me, look at my life, and know that I am trying my best to serve God? That's supposed to be your witness. That's supposed to be your testimony. That's your faith. You know, you go around here talking about, yeah, you know, I keep the Sabbath day and, you know, I don't eat pork and you out here blowing your trumpet. You know, somebody asks you if you want something to eat and they got a pork trumpet. Say, oh, my God, no, I can't eat that. Then they tell you why. Well, you know, I follow the scriptures. You know, I don't go in there, hey, you know, this is all unclean. I can't eat this garbage. This is you can't do that, man. You wasn't, the Lord had mercy on your sins. You got to have mercy on us. So your faith is a testimony of your works, and your works should be a testimony of your life, not your mouth. So great precept, man. Great precept. You know, our forefathers, man, they believed in God. That's all to it. He told them something, and they did it. That was all to it. Well, not all of them. Most of them. Most of them did. But, yeah, hey, man, great lesson, Paul. Great lesson. God. Great job reading, Jeremy, man. Man.
Thank you.
Man, he had them, Jack. He had them all the way. I was like, whoa. Y'all all done before 8 o'clock. I guess I can go look at the game. Or listen to the game. Hey, great job, fellas. I yield the mic.
Anybody have any questions or comments? And please, please, man, I'll welcome them. Anybody have any questions or comments? If anybody was on last week, we had some questions after the class, and it was a great dialogue. And that's what this is all about. Because I'm not the end-all, be-all, because I'm standing up and I'm doing the lesson. The book is the end-all, be-all. I might misspeak or say something that you don't believe or that want clarified or maybe bring your side of it. So I yield the mic to whoever has comments and questions.
Well, I think you didn't nail that there. You know what I mean? So, hey, let's just call it a wrap. And, hey, like you said, every time you open up that book, we are not the end-all, be-all. We are still learning. But one thing about your brother Paul, and rest of the ministers on this here blog talk, we try our best to stay in our lanes. Don't teach them. And try our best not to and try our best not to go outside our lane. So, with that being said, Brother Paul, you got any closing comments?
Grace and peace in Jesus' holy name. Stay strong. Enjoy your next Sabbath, and we'll see you next Sunday night.
God willing, we live.
Amen.
God willing, we live. Amen. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Brother Bob Farr, for the Philadelphia Assembly, for those of us we'll be looking for our Brother Paul, Brother Bob, tomorrow, Tuesday night. He is in a journey. So, he won't be available, they have to say, Tuesday night. But we say he will most definitely be back the following Tuesday Lord willing, we live. So all
Amen.
Praises. We pray that our brother have a safe journey, him and his family, and that he'll be able to return in like manner and bring them scripts, just like, you know, bring that word of God that the Father delivered them to him. So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of Living Waters, do what?
Read the Bible.
Read your Bibles, people. Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.